Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tvam Atman Atmanam Avihyam Ugadrik.
Tvam Atman Atmanam Avihyam Ugadrik.
Parasya Pumsat Paramatmana Kalam.
Parasya Pumsat Paramatmana Kalam.
Ajam Prajatam Jagatak Shivayatam.
Ajam Prajatam Jagatak Shivayatam.
Mahanubhavan Bhudayo Diganyata.
Mahanubhava Bhudayo Diganyata.
Tvam Atmanatmanam Avihyam Ugadrik.
Tvam Atmanatmanam Avihyam Ugadrik.
Parasya Pumsak Paramatmana Kalam.
Parasya Pumsak Paramatmana Kalam.
Ajam Prajatam Jagatat Shivayatam.
Ajam Prajatam Jagatat Shivayatam.
Mahanubhava Bhudayo Diganyatam.
Mahanubhava Bhudayo Diganyatam.
Tvam
Yourself.
Yourself. Atmana.
Atmana.
By your own self.
By your own self.
Atmana,
Atmana,
the super soul.
The super soul.
Parasya.
Parasya.
Skip some. Avehi.
Avehi.
Search out.
Search out.
Amogadrik.
Amogadrik.
One who has perfect vision.
One who has perfect vision.
Parasya.
Parasya.
Of the transcendence.
Of the transcendence.
Pumsaha, the personality of Godhead. Paramatmana,
of the Supreme Lord.
Kalam, plenary part.
Ajam,
birthless.
Prajatam,
having taken birth. Jagataha,
of the world.
Shivaya,
for the well-being.
Tat,
that.
Mahanubhava,
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Shri Krishna.
Abhyudayaha,
pastimes.
Adiganyata.
Describe most vividly. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.
Your goodness has perfect vision. You yourself can know the Supersoul Personality of Godhead because you are present as the plenary portion of the Lord. Although you are birthless, you have appeared on this earth for the well-being of all people. Please, therefore, describe the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, more vividly. Purport. Srila Vyasadeva is the empowered plenary portion, incarnation of the Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. He descended by his causeless mercy to deliver the fallen souls in the material world. The fallen and forgotten souls are detached from the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The living entities are parts and parcels of the Lord, and they are eternally servitors of the Lord. All the Vedic Literatures, therefore, are put into systematic order for the benefit of the fallen souls. And it is the duty of the fallen souls to take advantage of such literatures and be freed from the bondage of material existence. Although formerly, Srila Narada Rishi is his spiritual master, Srila Vyasadeva is not at all dependent on a spiritual master because in essence he is the spiritual master of everyone else. But because he is doing the work of an acharya, he has taught us by his own conduct that one must have a spiritual master, even though he be God himself. Lord Shri Krishna, Lord Shri Ram, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all incarnations of Godhead, accepted formal spiritual masters, although by their transcendental nature they were cognizant of all knowledge. In order to direct people in general to the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, he himself, in the incarnation of Vyasadeva, is delineating the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Vyasadeva is special incarnation of Lord Narayana. Krishna Dvayapayanam Vyasam Vidhi Narayanam Prabhum Kohyamyo Pundarikakshat Mahabharata Kridbhavit. We should understand that Srila Vyasadeva is direct expansion of Lord Narayan himself. Because who else but the lotus-eyed personality of Godhead could actually be the author of the great work Mahabharata? This is a statement of the Padma Purana. But even God takes a spiritual master, usually. We have one case of someone anapeta krityam, one case of a great soul who didn't take initiation. That is Shukadeva Goswami, who was already Brahman realized and an avaduta before he was born. He didn't want to come out of the womb. He refused to. He stayed in his mother's womb for 16 years. He didn't want to be contacted by Maya. Krishna himself was requested by Vyasadeva to come up to the ashram, come from Hastinapur all the way up to Bhadrinath, and ask Shukadeva to come out of the womb. Krishna did that on the request of Vyasadeva, and he promised Shukadeva, "Don't worry, Maya will never touch you. That's my benediction. Please come out, your mother's in distress." Only then Shukadeva took birth. But he refused to stay home, even for a moment. What to speak of staying long enough to get trained up as a brahmachari, or to get trained up as his father's son, and receive upanayanam, Gayatri Mantra. A boy cannot begin his, a Brahmin boy should not begin his actual Vedic education until he gets the Upanayana, the Brahma Gayatri. After that, you can start to recite the Vedas. Before that, you can learn ABC and a little bit of Vyakaran. But the actual Vedic study only begins after Upanayana. So anapetam, that means Shukadeva never took that initiation. He went off and lived as an avaduta, without any external regulative principles. That's one exception. Otherwise, everybody else has no excuse not to take initiation. Even God does. Three different forms are cited here. Krishna, Ram, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all had gurus. Shiksha guru, Diksha guru, both. Krishna took, we know, we don't know We don't know whether Krishna took Diksha. I don't know. He received mantra. Although it's described, Narada does see that Krishna, when Narada came to visit Dwarka, he saw Krishna chanting the Gayatri mantra in the morning. So he must have gotten Diksha from somebody. Maybe from his Shiksha Guru, Sandipani Muni. Actually, no. No, Vasudeva arranged in Mathura for Krishna and Balaram to get the Upanayana. From Garga Muni? Gave them Gayatri. Okay. So that's, I don't know if beyond that Krishna received Vishnu mantra. Anyway, Vishnu doesn't have to worship Vishnu. Yeah. He doesn't need a mantra to do that. He can look in the mirror. Yeah. But he did go to the Gurukula and receive thorough Vedic training from Sandipani Muni in Avantipur, Ujjain. Lord Ramachandra had his gurus. Vishvamrita? Vasishta. Was the priest, but also the guru of Lord Ramachandra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Diksha from Sri Ishwarapuri, took Harinam Diksha. And of course he was probably received from his father, Upanayana. And this is true of other incarnations. I think Vamanadeva was given his Upavita by Lord Brahma. I don't know who gave him mantra. So if even God takes initiation, what does it speak of finite souls? So here Narada is telling Vyasadeva, you certainly know yourself with your own intelligence. Your intelligence is pure. You know, must know the Absolute Truth because you're a direct manifestation of the Absolute Truth. You know yourself. Parasya pumsat paramat manah kalam. You are a perfect replica of the Paramatma, Super Soul. You are unborn. And you've taken your birth now, you've incarnated, just for the benefit of us in this material world. So, O great soul, O vastly intelligent Mahanubhava, please enunciate vividly the glories of the Supreme Lord. This is the actual explicit order to compose Srimad Bhagavatam. He doesn't give the name of the book. Vyasadeva can give the name. But Narada is giving the order. Write this book. Describe. Of course, Vyasadeva didn't sit down and write it on paper. We have the tradition received from Mahabharata itself that Vyasadeva dictated Mahabharata to Ganesh. But that was Mahabharata. In general, Vyasadeva spoke, and his disciples heard and remembered. Mahabharata is an exception. It was written down. But Bhagavatam and other Puranas and other books that were compiled by Vyas were simply spoken by him. And his disciples were supposed to hear and remember. That doesn't matter. There was no need. Vyasadeva didn't need pen and paper. He didn't need a word processor back then. It wasn't required. When Srila Prabhupada visited Los Angeles in 1975, he came to visit the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust offices. And Rameshwar Maharaj was showing Prabhupada the modern equipment that the BBT had acquired. They had a computer. In 1975, you couldn't buy a PC, there was no such thing. They didn't come into existence until 1977. The devotees had to purchase a mini computer a thing that took up half a room and cost a lot of money, although they bought some used machine. Big computer, just for typesetting. And in the office of Radhabalava Prabhu, the manager, he had a flow chart showing diagrams, showing the books, how each one is progressing through stages of production. And they showed Prabhupada everything. Oh, here's our computer, here's our flow chart, our scientific system for production. Prabhupada just laughed. Not that he didn't appreciate, but he laughed. He said, you know, actually, when I was sitting in Vrindavan writing the Bhava, I didn't need this, all of this. But because you're less intelligent, you require this technology. Yeah. So Vyasadeva didn't even need pen and paper. Sometimes devotees, they have to come to class with notebooks and have to write everything down. Yeah. But actually, we're meant to hear it. You know, we don't have to memorize everything. The test is not on, you know, how many facts we remember, 65 out of 100 marks, or else you fail. The one question on the test is simply, how have you become attracted to Krishna? That is the test of how we've learned the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is the message that Vyasadeva is now being authorized to impart, to glorify adequately and vividly Krishna in the Bhagavatam. He may be incarnation of God, but he's doing the work of Acharya. This is the work of Acharya, to glorify Krishna, to spread his glories all over the world, and describe them properly and vividly. Hare Krishna. So any questions or comments? Okay, thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.